Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get to our guest. John Lyons joins us here on the hotline. Mr. Lyons, how are we doing tonight?
Not too bad. Christian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little vexed right now by this top athletes in Boston media thing from Jones and Keith. When's the last time you played an organized sport, John?
So to be fair, like, I did coach college sports for a while,
right?
But I don't think that counts playing. It's been probably 15 years.
15 years, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's about the same for me. Like, it's been a really long time, so I can't even be offended. But I am a little offended. Billy Lanny was included in the you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, you and I should be on this list, you know, one way or another. There's going to be a sport like, you know, do esports count, you know, on this list?
They should.
We could be on that list at least.
They certainly should, because I'll take any of you on in Madden or NCAA football for that matter. I'm good at that game, too.
Yeah, a big NCAA football guy myself.
Absolutely. John, let's talk about the game that was against the Saints real briefly here before we get into the Titans and all the other news of the week. That Saints game was closer maybe than it needed to be. Is there any point in that game at the end where you thought maybe they could blow it?
So when the Saints had the ball before they fumbled at midfield, and it was a nice forced fumble, by the way, but
yes.
That's when I was kind of thinking to myself, man, do these guys really have the ball with a chance to take the lead right now? Kind of almost, I was more annoyed than anything else, you know what I mean, thinking about it, because the Patriots dominated large portions of that first half, but their defense couldn't get key stops when they needed to, and the Saints kept the game close. And next thing you know, it's a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. To the Patriots' credit, though, they made the key plays that they needed to win, which is something that, you know, over the past 5 years, how many times have we seen the Patriots in that situation end up failing, right? So for this time, for them to make those key plays, that was nice to see. But, yeah, it was a little closer than I thought it would be in those final, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
As psyched as we all are about Drake May and the, you know, numbers and everything else, that second half, I went back and sort of looked at some of the drives in that second half. It wasn't – I don't know if the Saints made an adjustment or what exactly slowed them down so much. But upon reflection, I mean, here we are. We're about to get into this next weekend here. And I feel like no one's really talked much about that second half.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of two things, Arcan. And I agree with you. I think that second half in Buffalo carrying over to the first half in New Orleans,
yeah,
May looked elite across those four quarters to me. And then that second half of New Orleans came back down a little. And like I said, I think it was a combination of two things. Number one, I think the Saints defense played a lot better in that second half against the Patriots. I mean, I thought in that first half, some of those Saints defensive backs, honestly, they seemed clueless out there. Like, they weren't running the same coverages together. I mean, it wasn't just the 51-yard touchdown, 53-yarder to DeMario Douglas. He was open again on that 61-yarder that got called back. They had guys running open all over the play. I mean, like, they had left and right, they had guys running wide open. So I thought the Saints played better in the second half. And I also think part of this is the Patriots could not run the ball. So So even when the Patriots were trying to run the clock out on those final couple drives, they were still forced to throw because they couldn't get anything going in the run game. And New Orleans knew that, so they were able to play more coverage, more pass defense in those situations. And so I think the combination of just the Saints did play a little better in the second half, but also the Patriots became predictable in the second half because they couldn't run the ball at all. And that made things a little easier for New Orleans too.
Are the Titans so bad, John, that you can't even consider this a trap game? Are they that bad?
So it's funny. I want to say yes to this question, Arkan, but this kind of goes back to something you and I have talked about before. A lot of people have talked about before is where are the Patriots at in this whole rebuild and in their program? And what I mean by that is, okay, you had the great division win in Buffalo, and you followed it up with a win against a team you should beat. And that's a great thing, because how many times over the last 5 years have they had a good win and followed it up against, you know, with a two or three bad losses right in a row? So you get that follow-up win. But now the question is, can you now stack wins on top of each other, right? You beat Carolina, you beat Buffalo, you beat New Orleans. Can you win that fourth game? It's been a very long time, Arkan, since they've won four games in a row. I think it was the first half of the 2019 season they won four games. Maybe there was a stretch in the middle of 21 that they won four games in a row. So it's been a while. So can they do that? So I wouldn't go and say, oh, it's not a trap game at all. But realistically, this Titans team is probably the worst team in the NFL. They're in a really bad spot right now. On top of that, with firing their coach and the Vrabel coming back to town thing. So, I mean, I would be very surprised if the Patriots lost that game. I just won't go as far as you yet, because I want to see them actually do it.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there too. You mentioned the rebuild, this point in the rebuild of where they're at. You know, when you talk about rebuilding teams, and I spent some time on this earlier on in the show, when you talk about rebuilding teams, teams that are rebuilding get a lot of grace and a lot of patience, maybe not in Boston, but like in other places. You know, that is a characteristic that you'll see about a team that's rebuilding. Expectations aren't super high. You know, you just sort of expect that any progress is something good, even if it doesn't mean that you're a wild card team or a playoff team or something like that. Have the Patriots sort of ascended past that rebuilding status, do you think?
So in my mind right now, they are officially a good team,
okay,
right? And I know that might sound like an obvious statement, but they went from being one of the worst teams in the NFL to average, to below average to average. And now I think, you know, they're officially a good team. But I think the thing that people need to keep in mind is to go from good to great and then great to elite, there's some pretty big gaps there, right? Like to get where the Patriots are, and then get to say, you know, where the Rams are or where the Eagles are or even the Chiefs, who I know are 3-3, but I mean, it's the Chiefs. They've been to three straight Super Bowls. To get to that is going to take a big jump. And I'm not saying they can't make that jump by the end of this season. I just would not anticipate that. Like, they very well, Arkan, could win 11 games this year, but we might not look at them as a truly great team, right? Because they're beating New Orleans and Tennessee and Cleveland, and who knows, you know, Atlanta is the biggest Jekyll and Hyde team in the NFL. Maybe they get bad Atlanta early in November, and they still got to play Miami and the Jets. So they might win 10 or 11 games, and we still say, hey, they're missing a couple things here before they're truly great. So I think right now they're officially good. And even that in itself, I mean, you look at they have their fourth win right now. Last year, they won 2.5 games, realistically. I mean, technically four. And the year before, they won four. And they already have four on Columbus Day weekend. So they've taken a huge step forward this year already. But I still think, again, to go from where they are to then that next level up, you still got a ways to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're talking with John Lyons. John, the trade deadline is coming up, and the trade deadline coincides with the week they're playing one of the better defenses in the league, the Cleveland Browns. Where do you think they should be trying to emphasize any moves that they make? What position group or area of the team needs the most help?
Yeah, it's a great question, Arkan. I mean, I look at, can they add running back depth? Can they add any linebacker depth? Because I think Spillane, especially over the last few weeks, has played really well. It's just you're really thin there. And I know Tavai came back, but, I mean, you're thin at linebacker. I'd like to see, can they add some more depth there? You always want offensive line depth, and I know that's not sexy, but if they have an injury on the offensive line, you're going to really hope that you have offensive line depth. So running back would probably be my chief target if I were them, followed by linebacker, and then some offensive line depth. And who knows, if something crazy happens and some great receiver becomes available or some great tight end becomes available, sure, I'd be open to it. I mean, the only team you could conceivably see that is like if Baltimore thinks they're all done and they're going to tank and they say, hey, maybe we'll move on from Mark Andrews or we'll move on from Derrick Henry. But I would be surprised if Baltimore, even as bad as they've been, I don't know if they would go all the way there. And same thing with Philly and A.J. Brown. I mean, we are talking about the defending Super Bowl champs with arguably the best roster in the league. You really want to trade A.J. Brown off that if you're the, unless there's something really bad behind the scenes. I'd be surprised if they really wanted to do that unless they got a great offer from the Patriots.
Are there any teams that scare you in the AFC? Like, are you genuinely scared of any of these teams?
So, look, I think, and I know it's cliche, and I know some people will roll their eyes, the Chiefs are, I think, back on track. And I think they're really good. And it's funny because Chris Collinsworth made a comment during the broadcast that, you know, this was the most confident 2-3 team he had ever seen. And I know people say that, and I know it sounds cliche, but it feels real with the Chiefs. Like, this is a team that it feels like they're better than they were last year. Even though last year they won 15 games, it felt like they were a little bit of a paper tiger last year, and that they had the great head coach, they had the great quarterback, but their offensive line was such a mess, and their defense was really good, but not maybe quite dominant. Now it feels like their defense is good, but their offense, especially that O-line, is much better, and we'll see what happens with Josh Simmons there. Obviously, that's worth monitoring. I'd put the Chargers in that, even though that's traditionally, you know, a losing franchise that always finds a way to blow it. Jim Harbaugh is a championship-level coach. That's a great roster. I'd still put the Bills up there. I know the Patriots are up there and won, but, like, it's still the Bills. That's still, you know, Josh Allen's an MVP play. I'm not as scared of them, but I still think they're worthy of respect. So, really, those are the three teams. And I got to tip my cap to the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, they're way better than I thought they'd be. It almost feels they're at the point where they're just flat-out good, and this is sustainable. And that's a good offensive line, good offense. So, you know, if you want to throw the Colts in there, you can as well. But those are kind of the teams that I would put, you know, ahead of the Patriots. And we'll see if, I guess the one wild card is if Baltimore can ever figure it out, because there's a ton of talent there too.
Absolutely. John Lyons, when can we hear you next?
Actually, next weekend, 2-6, next Saturday, October 25th on EEI. I'll be on with KJ.
Very good. All right, looking forward to it. Thanks so much for jumping on tonight. Always good to talk with you.
Always appreciate it, Arkan. Have a good one.
All right, that's John Lyons. You can hear him next weekend right here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.